Special Counsel Robert Mueller has agreed to testify in Congress to both the House and the Senate over his report on Russian meddling in the 2016 American presidential election. It'll happen in mid-July. Many Democrats are hoping what they get from Mueller will add to the case for an impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump. But as AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports, there are poll results in conflict with that goal.
In a sobering assessment, House Democrats were told Tuesday voters don't agree with focusing on impeaching President Donald Trump, and they want to hear more about other issues. The lawmakers were told of findings from private polling conducted for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. The polling found voters rate health care as their top priority, according to an aide who was in the room. Democrats took control of the House in 2018 by promising to lower health care costs, invest in infrastructure, and work on ethics reforms. But more than 70 House Democrats are now on record as supporting opening an inquiry on the president. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Top American and Iranian officials are continuing their verbal jabs while insisting they want to avoid war. President Trump dismisses as very ignorant and insulting Iran's statement that there was no longer the possibility of talks with the United States. This after the president imposed new economic sanctions against Tehran, even targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised address the White House actions were mentally retarded and that sanctions would not harm the top cleric because he has no assets abroad. Rouhani said his country will respond decisively to any aggression. Two American soldiers have been killed in a Taliban ambush in Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of U.S. fatalities there this year. The identities of the soldiers have not been released. The killings come a day after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held day-long talks with Afghan leaders in Kabul. This is VOA News. 10 Democratic presidential hopefuls take the stage tonight in Miami for the first primary election season debate. AP correspondent Matt Small has a preview.
Millions of viewers are expected to tune in to tonight's primetime face-off between 10 candidates seeking the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination.
They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short, and sweet.
Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says, well, that's the main challenge facing hopefuls. How well they do on stage is key for lesser-known candidates moving forward.
It will be a predicate for fundraising and media attention.
Tonight's debate featuring Senator Elizabeth Warren will be followed by another one with 10 other hopefuls, including former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders tomorrow. Matt Small, Washington.
A father and daughter from El Salvador were found dead Monday after they tried to cross the Rio Grande River from Mexico into the United States. Now, a widely seen photo of their bodies is causing deep controversy, both for the tragedy of the deaths and whether it's appropriate to share such sensitive images. Oscar Alberto Ramirez got the toddler across the river, but when he went back to help his wife, the girl went under. He tried to save her, but both were swept away by strong currents. South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is sounding optimistic about a resumption of U.S.-North Korean nuclear negotiations. He sees those talks as a legacy issue. We get a report from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's president says the behind-the-scenes talks cover the fate of the North's expanding nuclear arsenal, 4 months after a second meeting between the leaders in Hanoi collapsed without any agreement. In a response to questions by the Associated Press and other news agencies, Moon said Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un's willingness to engage in dialogue has never faded, and that their recent letter exchanges prove that. Moon, a liberal who met Kim 3 times last year, wants forging peace on the Korean Peninsula to be a centerpiece of his presidency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Palestinians are protesting an economic initiative being launched by the White House to generate $50 billion in investments in the Palestinian territories and neighboring Arab states. Unveiled at a conference in Bahrain on Tuesday, the initiative is part of a yet-to-be-seen U.S. Middle East peace plan and is described by President Trump as the deal of the century. But Palestinians insist an economic vision cannot happen without an Israeli-Palestinian political settlement. Neither Palestinian nor Israeli officials are attending the Bahrain meeting. Proposed initiative funding would come mainly from Persian Gulf states through grants and private equity sources. It's unclear how much, if anything, the U.S. would provide. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. All all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.